to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I was talking with the Big Sky Conference Commissioner Tom Wistersill last night. We were talking about Portland State football in particular. And look, Bruce Barnum's going to come on here in a second. We're not going to make this a whole, let's make an excuse for Portland State. But granted, Portland State's schedule this season with Washington State, Boise State on the schedule, not easy to this point. They will go to Chattanooga coming up this weekend. Portland State, Chattanooga. Bruce Barnum here to talk about it. Hey, it's not Washington State or Boise State, but what is Chattanooga when you see them on the schedule and you look at film?
Southern Conference, SoCon. Terrell Owens, back in the early 90s, I think. Beautiful stadium. Playoffs, second round last year. Rusty Wright, football name for the head coach. I like that. Don't know anybody out there about it. One guy on my staff knows some of their guys because he was out in that conference, actually. But it's kind of an unknown. And Mike Lund, our SID guy, told me this is only the second time Portland State's played in the Eastern time zone. It's kind of interesting. So get them ready. Load them up. Charter flight. You know, that'll be new for the Vikes. Get that bus spring out of my ass. You know, you got an airplane right into Chattanooga.
I love it. Look, what did you learn about your team? I think it might be more difficult for an FCS school than anybody else in playing at this point of the season, because you play a Washington State, you play a Boise State, you got Weber State in the middle. But what do you learn about your team, or what have you learned in the first month of the season?
You know, they'll get rid of me at some point, John, because we have a brutal scheduling system here, and that's fine. I'll survive. But my team's getting better, you know. Every game, we got better. This game, you know, I saw signs that we got a chance. My quarterback played well, my defense. My net punt was minus 3 yards. There's some good things going on. So now we settle in, FCS opponent, instead of the million-dollar make is over for the athletic department, and the regular season is starting. That's how I talked to them, and we had a good talk Monday night. Showed them a bunch of positive plays from the Boise game. This is the team I'm taking to Chattanooga every week, and we kind of had a, come to Jesus and let's go.
I'm wondering now, as you move into this game, when you leave Boise State, 56-14 loss, Washington State 70-30 week one, those two teams are going to play each other. And you are, I think,
this
uniquely,
week, right?
Yeah, you're uniquely qualified. You've seen them both in the last 3-4 weeks. So how do those teams match up in your mind?
Is this for the gamblers out there?
No.
I got NCAA rules.
Well, no, it's not for the gamblers.
I don't care. It's for the gamblers.
How are they different? How are they different? How are they the same? Who's more physical? Who's got better skill players? You tell me.
The game. Let me think. Flashback, compare. It's going to be a close one, in my opinion, I think Wazoo's offense, two different offenses. Offense for Washington State is kind of explosive, fun to watch. Their quarterback, kind of a gunslinger. Now, that's them. Put up a lot of points on us. Now, Boise is more of a pro style, and you can look at their coaches. I mean, their OC's Dirk Cutter. He's an NFL guy. But they're a pro-style kind of team on offense side of the ball. So I think they have a dynamic tailback, Boise does, number two. The other guys aren't bad behind him. Boise has a lineman on defense, number nine, who D-tackle. I don't know his name, but he just kapowed. I saw him hit one of my – we're playing with a young kid. he actually flew in the air approximately four and three quarters feet off of this guy's first step. Any time a D tackle has a single digit, he was number nine. I remember his number. You know he's good.
Sheldon Newton is his name.
Well, Sheldon is one hell of a Newton. I mean, he's not a fig. He's a stud. He just, when he wanted to, he took over the game up front. But I think it's going to be a grinder outer. There's other stories, too. Special teams, I think you have to click to that, because we already talked about the Joe Lorig, you know, he's with he's at Oregon's, versus Stacy Collins, who's at Boise State. And now their last guy, there's four guys who I've coached with and learned from each other. Jeff Banks is at Texas. You got Oregon, you got Boise, and now you have Nick Whitworth. He was like the last one. And he's at Washington State as a special teams guy. So that's going to be an interesting matchup, you know, I think.
The offensive line at Washington State against Boise State's D-line, who wins that?
Boise State.
The
number nine. He trumps it. They're going to have to do something when Isaac gets his stuff going.
Yeah,
they're going to have to do something with him. He is a dynamic football player up front. Isaac Newton, is that his name?
Sheldon Newton.
Sheldon.
Yeah. All right. Not to dwell too long on this matchup, but you got my wheels turning. Okay, so if Boise State's D line, you know, wins that battle against Washington State's O line, let's flip it. Boise State's offensive line against Washington State's D-line, who wins that battle?
Well, I think, and I don't know the numbers, but I think Boise is very disciplined.
Yeah.
Okay, they're pro style. They have a tailback that only needs, he doesn't need a window or his own lane. You just gotta just have to give him a little bit of light, and he's through it. You know, they're very disciplined with what they do. They know how to butt block. You know, they can throw their hips and suck their ass out of the hole and give them room to get through. And, I mean, they're very disciplined in what they do. So Wazoo's going to have to cause some chaos up front, which they're good at. But I think they'll be a little undersized, just clicking back to the game, you know.
You think Wazoo will be undersized?
Yes.
Wow.
Up front.
Wow.
I haven't seen this. I don't remember the scouting report.
No, that's a really good tape.
The size.
So what do you do with a back like that? When you've got you just played that guy. You tried some things. Of course, you might be undermanned versus, you know, personnel on that side. But let's say all things are equal. How do you defend a back that can take over a game like that?
Get all 11, and if you can sneak a 12 in, you know, you got to go low, high, sideways, cheetah from behind. You got to get everybody on him. You have to get him down and out of bounds. My guys did an all right job for the most part, but don't get me wrong. Boise took about at half, which, you know, I'm sure they're saving him for the Cougs, but.
Yeah.
He had
127 on 11 carries. So that's not bad.
That's just in a half. I know. I didn't say we tack him all the time. I said a couple times we got him down, you know. But no, he's fun to watch. He was in, and I mean, you look at him, he's legit. He's a real deal.
When you have a run game that can do that, it takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback, doesn't it? Because Maddox Madsen, number four, their quarterback, he's like 13 of 18, three touchdown passes. It just becomes an easier game for him.
Yes, of course it does. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do to the box as far as how many people, you know, because you can overload and go man. You can run 4-4, cover 3, depending on the formation. But Boise's very creative, you know, with their tight ends and flipping them and flopping them and fake flipping them and fake flopping them to create. And all they run is inside zone, you know. Yeah. So you better fill your gaps. And the problem is with Boise, you might feel, okay, we fit that play perfectly, you know, or perfect is perfectly a word.
Yeah.
We fit that play just how we wanted to. But then you got a one-on-one tackle, and number two just, you know, bonks you. you bonk off him. So, you know, that's the frustrating part. And then a safety bonks off of him. You know, you got double bonk, and all of a sudden he's going for 137 or 132 and a half. If he's spitting 200 against Oregon, I think Oregon, and I haven't seen them, but I'm guessing they're a little better than us on defense. If he's spitting 200 against them,
yeah,
I mean, nobody's going to stop him. You got to just try to corral him. And I don't know, do you gamble? Here, we thought about this, but and then we're playing man, and I didn't want to do that. Do you gamble and just put, you know, two guys on him? Always have two guys just assigned to him.
Mm-hmm.
And take him out of the game. So you take him out of the game, and you see if the quarterback can beat you, you know. I don't know. There's ideas, but everybody's, you know, confident about their defense.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You forced him to punt three times. So you got him off the field three times. What happened on those three drives?
Well, I think their twos were in. No, I haven't looked at it, but their ones might have been in for one of them. And then he switched people out at later in the game, you know. And we had them backed up once, and our guys made some good plays. They threw a screen, a double screen, and my guy, Staples, goes out. They throw it right to him, and he dropped it. You know, that would have been a... You know, but things like that. My guys made plays to keep them back. And they tried to throw it. They didn't hand it to number two. I'm looking at the game going, well, you know, he's only had a couple carries. Hand it to him again, for crap's sake.
The defense at Washington State, you guys got 30 on them in the opener. And it raised some eyebrows because people thought defensively maybe Washington State not as good. Give me just a general terms when you see Washington State's defense against Boise State's defense. You got 14 on Boise, you got 30 on Washington State. Is that oversimplifying it?
Well, it was game one, too. You know what I mean? You have the right to get better. And, you know, they had a – I didn't see the game, but I saw all the twits about their goal line stand versus in the Apple Cup, you know. I'm sure they're getting better is what I'm trying to say. So, but bottom line is a disciplined offensive line. They work well together. They understand their schemes, you know, and they have a tailback who is outstanding. You know, how do you, I don't care, again, how you do it, how are you going to stop that, you know?
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State coach. All right, you're going on the road, you're going to Chattanooga, first time down there, you're going to play this football game. I vaguely remember you playing an SEC team down in the South.
Arkansas.
Was that Arkansas? Yeah, and that was a really good showing by you guys. So
well,
I would argue.
I needed a couple more old linemen, John. I needed two more old linemen, and we might have been the first Big Sky to beat an SEC team, but we just weren't quite there.
That game was really close, as I remember. It was really low scoring. Am I reading that right? I want to say it was like 17-10 or something like that. I can't remember.
It was close.
Yeah, it's 20-13. I just looked it up. 20-13, and that happened 5 years ago. See, my memory's good. All right, you're going to Chattanooga. Health wise, how did you come out of this? Because we had talked about that before the season. You're going to play these tough teams. You wanted to stay healthy. Did you stay healthy?
Not totally, just because it's a game of football. But we are going down there for the most part at full strength. A little banged up, just like I'm sure everybody is at this point.
Okay. Well, it'll be fun to see you guys when you get back home. And for people who are interested in Portland State football, you know, they're going to Chattanooga this week. Then they will be home against UC Davis on October 5th. That should be a good one. I think I'm going to that game, by the way.
Excellent.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll be anxious to get back. All right, John, thanks for
having us. All right, Coach,
us.
Good luck to you. Chattanooga choo-choo. Go get him.
All right, bud.
All right, there he goes, Bruce Barnum. Steven, after listening to Bruce Barnum, Boise State, Washington State, in Boise, who do you like?
I like Boise State. The fact that he said, you know, the offensive line and the defensive line is bigger. Like, they are a bigger line. And when he talked about Ashton Gentry you know, how he says it, if he goes for 200 against Oregon, you know, what's he going to do against Portland State or whoever else he's going to go against? So I think Boise State's the more talented team. And now that he, you know, he's telling me they got a bigger line, give me Boise State at home.
There's an emotional element to this game for Washington State that can't be ignored. But when he starts talking about number 9 being the best player on the defensive side of the ball, and number 2 being the best player on the offensive side of the ball, Washington State, this is the game where Washington State gets the opportunity to prove it belongs. Jake Dickert has said it. They can beat Wisconsin in multiple years. You know, they can beat Washington in the Apple Cup. But here comes Boise State, a team that everybody is saying, this is the possible G5 champion. And there's a possibility here, if Washington State beats Boise State, that both of the teams go to the playoff. And I keep hearing people say, well, the winner of this game is going to possibly be a playoff team and the loser is going to be out. Boise State could still win the Mountain West with one loss, two losses now to Oregon and Washington State. Boise State can be the conference champion in the Mountain West and be viewed as the best team in the Mountain West, better than the American champion. Boise State doesn't have to win this game. Washington State has to win this game. So there's an element here of urgency for Washington State, and I'm very curious to see how that plays out. That said, this game's on the blue turf, and Boise looks like it's a little better than Washington State. And maybe some of Friday night's bias, seeing San Jose State push Boise State to double overtime, is in my mind still. I'll give my official pick Thursday, but you heard it from Bruce Barnum. I want you to leave it here. You got the BFT.